Yeah, it's Carl, and here's the moo. Yeah, it's Carl, and I'm still fat and still 50, and I'm frisky. And I thought I'd let you know, I'm back on the anchor. I think I'm up to $1.87 now, something like that for the anchor. You know, making the big bucks with the podcast. That's always good. You know, because like I said, I'm saving up for a Mountain Dew. Oh, you know what? I'm up to $2.09. I think that might actually cover the tax, which will be great. And so I'll be cashing out soon. I'll be after doing a podcast for about a year, which is great. So, you know, I think I was, you know, I got the whole, you know, thing where I got depressed and was eating lots of spaghetti. And, you know, sometimes you just got to get back on the horse, you know, get on the horse. And sometimes it's hard because the horse is tall and you're not, and you're fat and you're 50, you know, but, you know, you climb back on, and, you know, you got to do it. You just got to do it. You got to try. And so I was watching YouTubes today. And some guy came on DDP yoga. And I don't know, man. I, you know, me and yoga are not friends. Every time I try yoga, it's always like somebody going, okay, do downward spiral palm tree dog. And you're like, what? And then they go, okay, now move on to, you know, weeping pigeon. And you're like, wait, the what stand in the, and they're like, okay, now it's time for the, you know, mellow whatever. And you're like, what? And you're like, I haven't even got to the palm tree thing yet. And they're under like their 27th move. And I'm always afraid I'm going to bend over and like fart on somebody. So I was trying to find a class or something I could go to. So I'm on the YouTubes. And some guy came up and he weighed 475 pounds and he starts doing yoga. And this one yoga is like you do it in your bed. And I'm like, that's my kind of exercise. I don't even have to leave my bed. That'd be fun. So I don't know. I might try it. It's got an app, DDP. I guess it's some guy, Double Diamond Down something. So, I don't know what the guy, some old wrestler dude. And, you know. But the guy lost like over 100 pounds. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It took him a year to do it. And part of it is apparently just holding your leg up. You just hold your leg up and it burns a lot of fat. I don't know, something. I don't know. But I've never done the yoga. But it seemed like this would be slow enough for someone like me to maybe get a hold of, you know. The problem is it's like $70 for the DVD set. And so I got $2 now. So if I just keep doing this podcast for like another 10 years, no, actually that would be 20. So like another 38 years, something like that, I should be able to afford the DVD. So I think I might try the yoga. I might try the yoga, you know. And, you know, I got on the bike today. It's hard for me to bike sometimes, but, you know, I got on, did a little pedal action, you know, walking around the neighborhood. So I'm having a good day today. I'm kind of proud of myself. And that's really, you know, sometimes people think they need motivation. If I could just get some motivation, I would get up and walk. And I think sometimes it's the action that breeds the motivation. Oh, that'll get you thinking right there. If you take action, then you're like, oh, look at me doing all the walking around the block thing. And that then motivates you. So sometimes if you're waiting for the motivation to take action, I think you flop that around. You switch it around there and say, hey, I'm going to take the action and watch the motivation come. And that's how it's kind of working for me. So we're going to see what happens. I haven't really lost or gained any weight. Well, actually, I did. I gained some weight and then I lost it. So I'm back to kind of where I was before. But I'll let you know what's going on with the yoga thing. And, you know, until then, you know, you got to stay safe. Yeah, I'm in my 50s. I got to wear the mask. I wear the gloves. I look like a mummy when I go outside. You got to, man. You can't take this stuff. You know, it's serious stuff. Yeah, I don't want to get the Rona, man. I can't get the Rona. That's not going to work for me because I'm overweight. That's the other thing. They say if you're old in your 50s, like I had a friend of mine. He was in his 50s. He got the Rona. He's not with it anymore. It's sad. It's sad. You got to take this stuff serious. So, you know, don't blow it off. Stay the social distancing and wash your hands and wear the mask. I should get like a fat 50 and frisky mask made. We could all wear one. That'd be great fun. And, I watched the Jerry Seinfeld. I watched the Jerry Seinfeld on the Netflix. That was pretty good. I did. You know how people used to say, I laugh, I cried, it was better than Cats. So the other night I was out getting gas for my car, even though I don't really need it because I don't drive anywhere anymore. But I stopped by the Red Box. Do you have a Red Box? We have the Red Box. It's this little, it looks like a soda machine, but it's full of DVDs. And I got the DVD of Cats because I always heard, I laugh or cried, it was better than Cats. And you know what's better than Cats? Anything. That was a horrible movie. It was like a really weird furry convention with bad music. It was bad. So don't watch that. If you're going to watch something, get on a treadmill, fire up the TV, and watch the new Seinfeld 23 Hours to Kill special. I found that was pretty funny. It made me laugh. So until we meet again, this is Carl saying, hit the sponsor button there. Send me some dimes or quarters or whatever you got lying around in your couch cushions because you're on the couch. Get off the couch and stay frisky. The website, fat50andfrisky.com. Here comes the moo.